This podcast is brought to you by Knowledge at Wharton.
As we've seen with the devastation from hurricanes in the last few years, trying to recover is a daunting task. Hurricane Dorian in the Bahamas left an estimated 76,000 people homeless. The story was much the same in Puerto Rico 2 years earlier with Hurricanes Maria and Irma. Those most impacted by these events often lack basic services, including the access to medical care. One company is working on a remedy to that. World Housing Solution is a design and manufacturing company that creates deployable composite structures. The Orlando-based business has just come up with clinics on wheels. These are medical clinics that can be easily transported into various regions and stay there for as long as needed. The services they offer include x-rays, an OBGYN Medica pediatric care facility, and a dentist office. Wharton alumnus Ron Benzeev is the CEO of World Housing Solution, and he is joining us on the phone right now. Ron, great to talk to you again.
Same here. Thank you very much for having me, Dan.
Thank you. So I guess let's start with the idea behind Clinics on Wheels and how it got started.
The challenge of being an entrepreneur is both trying to figure out challenges and how to solve them. In the case of the Clinics on Wheels, we were approached by the Department of Health of Puerto Rico, who, after the devastation in Maria, were looking for what is called expeditionary medical facilities, something that could be moved quickly, put together and serve the population in the most efficient possible way. And they asked us, can you do that? And the answer, of course, being an entrepreneur, is yes.
Yeah.
What we discovered, however, was that we thought others might have done something similar. It turns out that until then, no one had ever addressed that market in that particular way. And what we ended up developing was a truly mobile solution that could be towed with a pickup truck that has ADA compliance. And because of the lessons that we learned by serving the Department of Defense and our troops, was applying those lessons learned into an off-the-grid sustainable medical system that can be easily deployed in a variety of different environments.
So how do these facilities, these clinics on wheels, actually get deployed? You mentioned that they can be put right on the back of a pickup truck.
So let's talk about what the current solutions typically are. So the go-to are our tents, what friends in the medical world call bouncy tents, that provide medical, surgical capabilities or medical facilities. Those are quick to deploy, and then afterwards everything becomes hard because we air condition the tents or we heat them or whatever it may be. The second solution that very often happens are containers. Containers are obviously have a place within the ecosystem, but they take a major challenge. They're a major challenge to move around, set up, connect to power, and so on and so forth. What we've done is we've expanded that a little bit further, and we actually put it on a wheeled-based platform. So think of it as a very fancy trailer, for lack of a better term, and that trailer gets connected and hooked up to a pickup truck that can move them around very quickly, set them in a location. You can literally anchor them to the ground, so now they have hurricane resistance. They bring their own power, so these have sustainable capabilities. So they bring solar batteries and a small generator to provide the ability to run off the grid for, depending on the situation, for hours or days on end, without having to rely on the ecosystem, which is often devastated after a disaster.
And that obviously is a very important component when you're talking about what we've seen in the last couple of years with Puerto Rico and portions of the Bahamas, where in some cases they truly are off the grid. They are disconnected from contact, at least for the first several hours while the storm is going on, but also in the wake of the storm as well.
100%. And those are challenges, by the way, that happen not only on an island situation, but also in the United States. The three things that happens after a disaster, we lose power, we lose communication because it's connected to power, obviously, and then one of the third challenges, which is absolutely crucial to survival, is access to water. Our platform delivers literally all three. So it delivers both connectivity. There's communications built into the system. There is power because we ring our own system, and then depending on the requirement, we can also integrate water filtration and water from air capability within the package, so that way when it arrives in the location, you get not only an equivalency of care, so it's literally, if you go on our website on clinicsonwheels.com, you will see what the inside looks like. It looks like your doctor's office, but it actually augments all these capabilities by providing really different ways of extending the reach and increasing survivability odds.
So then in the deployment of these units, obviously it's probably a little bit different here in the United States than, say, Puerto Rico or the Bahamas, but in those instances, I would imagine, and probably in many of them, you're working with the Defense Department to be able to try and get these units into various locations, correct?
Yes, for the U.S.-based items, no for... So in this case, the Bahamas is a foreign country, so we would go through different channels,
right,
not the DOD. But fundamentally, the logistical challenge of getting the help there has always been the hard part. I mean, right. Think even in the U.S., Katrina, when it hit New Orleans, how long and how hard it was,
yeah,
to provide help within the continental United States. Those are challenges that unfortunately are not going away that easily.
In the design of these clinics, I'm guessing that you were consulting with various people in the health field and various other elements in terms of public safety to be able to put the items in these clinics that were the most necessary for dealing with these situations.
Yes. So we're fortunate that within our team we have a medical expert that has been involved in the design and implementation of surgical centers. So from that standpoint, we have internal capabilities, but we also lean on and leverage our connections both within the DOD on the medical side, as well as emergency response, both within the state and as well within different governmental and agencies that provide us with feedback and guidance on what really matters when you get into those environments.
You mentioned before the aspect of innovation. I think this is a unique part to this story, especially when you're talking about trying to provide assistance to people in the wake of a massive storm of some kind, that the mindset of innovation really can open maybe some doors that were not thought about in years past.
Again, it's sometimes you look at things and you go, oh my gosh, of course it makes sense. And in our case, what we try to look at is also what other companies have come up with things that make perfect sense on the integration. So, for example, we've integrated telemedicine within one of the units so that now the doctors or the nurses that are in the clinic in a forward operating environment that are providing assistance to people that are injured, if they don't have all the data or the capabilities, they can now reach back to people sitting in a hospital anywhere in the world and share with them information and ask for help. Those are things that didn't exist not too long ago, let alone in a way that provides the ability to deliver the assistance. And then when you think about it from a pure additional standpoint, because of the way we interconnect and with HIPAA compliance requirements that we meet,
right,
we can now capture patient data, so there is no break in the continuity of care. So when the patient comes to the clinic and then for whatever reason he or she needs to be airlifted or just goes back home afterwards to their doctor, that data is still captured and shared. They don't have to worry, what did I get, what didn't I get, what was done. All that information follows the patient in a seamless manner.
So the deployment of these clinics started when, and where are the locations that you've been able to help in the early times now?
So the first deployment has been to Puerto Rico, where the clinics arrived in the island of Vieques just a little bit over probably a year and a half ago or so, shortly after Maria. And one of the greatest achievements that we think so far of our young company's life has been the fact that those units that were sent as a temporary expeditionary solution have now been morphed into a fully accredited medical facility. and are being used on a day-to-day basis by the people living on the island of Vieques, which is just out, just south of mainland, in Puerto Rico, and that is truly the biggest success. On the and on the other aspects, we've loaned units to several disaster response entities within the state of Florida after the last hurricane that devastated North Florida. And then right now we're in conversation with several groups as to how and what they need and how we can deploy additional structures, both within the DOD, but also within the disaster relief world and some of the foundation world as well.
Well, I would think that this is also, as you're deploying some of these units out, this is also a time to be able to gain data, further data, to be able to see where, you know, where the benefits are being created, but also what potentially could be added to these vehicles moving forward, correct?
Yes. Obviously, feedback from the customer on this worked, this didn't work, or, you know, it would be great if this was also added. Those kinds of things are invaluable and provide us with the ability to obviously improve and continue to provide a product that the customer cares about. Because as the adage goes, no one cares about your solutions. They care about their problems, and our key is to find ways to solve those problems.
Ron Benzeyev, Wharton alumnus. He is also the CEO of World Housing Solution, joining us, talking about their clinics on wheels. And I would imagine that there are elements of this project, Ron, that do dovetail back into the work that you've been doing with World Housing Solution over the last few years.
100%. The lessons that we've been fortunate enough to learn through the work we've done with virtually every branch of the U.S. military has been absolutely crucial to our ability to work and develop the clinics on wheels, and vice versa. Certain things that we've learned from that have been transferred back into the solutions that we've delivered for the U.S. military.
What is the state of the company right now in terms of the reach that you've been able to have with these different housing solutions in locations around the world?
So we've been very, very fortunate that our growth has been recognized by several entities. So last year we made the Inc. 500 list at number 444, which actually put us as a number one fastest growing manufacturing company in the state of Florida and number six in the country. And this year we are at number 206 on the Inc. 500. So growth continues. Interest continues unabated, which is a wonderful thing, obviously for so many reasons. Not without challenges, mind you, right? Growth brings additional challenges that need to be addressed on an ongoing basis. And what we've been able to do is deliver structures for the U.S. military throughout the world on virtually every continent, with a fairly large concentration within the African continent in particular.
This has been a company that I guess has been working now for what, about a decade at this point, maybe just shy of a decade, correct, Ron?
Correct. It's shy of a decade. We launched in 2011.
Right. So I would imagine that there are obviously challenges in terms of the development of the company as a whole, World Housing Solution, and obviously thinking longer term with something like Clinics on Wheels, and maybe there might be a next venture that's already starting to percolate inside of you as to where you want to take your company next.
Yes. The benefits and the ability to be able to interact with the decision makers and the customers obviously always bring to light opportunities. So last week we were at the Pentagon, where we had various meetings with several folks and understanding some of the challenges and how both short terms and short term and long term, and ultimately how do we solve some of the challenges. And oddly enough, for many, the challenges that the U.S. military has, particularly when it comes to the logistical burden and the challenges of reducing the amount of energy that the structures on the camps utilize in the forward operating environment, trickles directly and has the identical impact for NGOs, non-governmental agencies, organizations, as well as nonprofits. So think of UN High Commission for Refugees have the same problems, the Red Cross, Doctors Without Borders, all those agencies and entities have similar challenges, and we look forward to taking the lessons that we've learned with and through and thanks to the DoD and apply those in those arenas as well.
We're joined by Ron Benzaev, CEO of World Housing Solution. Your comments are welcome at 844-WHARTON, 844-942-7866. Or if you'd like, send us a comment on Twitter, at BizRadio132, or my Twitter account, at DanLoney21. Actually, a comment from Jane in Los Angeles, who joins us on the phone. Jane, go ahead.
Good morning. This sounds like a great program, and I wanted to know what your staffing needs were. This sounds like something would be a great partnership with an academic medical center. You know, there are many across the country that probably would love to work with you.
Ron?
You just hit the proverbial nail on the head. You're exactly right. The ability to, provide an understanding of what our capabilities are, because it is fairly unique and fairly new to agencies and companies that are out there providing help, but at the same time having an opportunity to reach back, especially through telemedicine, and provide the ability for the people on the ground to say, hey, we can reach out to these doctors who provide these kinds of capabilities and knowledge without having to leave the comfort of their home or their hospital office, are absolutely paramount to this.
Jane, thanks.
So are there doctors and nurses staffing?
Yes, in an indirect fashion. So we don't necessarily deal with that directly, but it would be the ability to create a partnership or some kind of a relationship with entities that can provide and augment the ability to do that.
Jane, thanks very much for the call. So, Ron, then in the instance of Puerto Rico, you're working with medical professionals that are there on the ground in Puerto Rico.
Yes. So the clinics were acquired and implemented by the Department of Health of Puerto Rico, who then staffed them and is utilizing them on the day-to-day basis to provide the health care needed by the citizens and the people living on Vieques itself.
What's been the feedback that you've gotten from them about having these types of facilities and the benefits that they, you know, seemingly are providing?
One of the best feedback that we've received was from actually people living directly on the island who have looked at this and said, I no longer have to take a ferry to go and get a dental care, or have to go and take an airplane to get medical care. It's now right there. Obviously, the infrastructure was decimated after Maria, and they had to shut down their clinic. This now provides them with the similar care, if not better in some instances, as what they had. And by the way, Dan, you were talking about technology. We incorporated a battery-operated X-ray machine that utilizes very low energy on an ongoing basis, but provides full capabilities that you would have in a traditional office, but on a much lighter footprint, and that data and that information can now also be shared through telemedicine with a radiologist somewhere to take a look at things. So fairly interesting approaches.
Well, I think the element of solar incorporating it with the clinics is obviously an important component when you think about it. As you said before, in certain instances, these clinics are in locations where you won't have electricity because of the storm especially in Puerto Rico, that decimated the electric grid in that part of the world when Maria went through. So having solar is really the only way to be able to have that energy source to be able to run some of these devices.
Correct, and provide safety and when it comes to operating the equipment itself. So the biggest challenge in Puerto Rico and other places, for that matter, is when the grid is affected, is how or logistics are impacted. How do you bring fuel to run the generators for an ongoing period of time? Those are all the problems that you face, and that's why we bring the lessons that we've learned through the DoD on reducing the energy requirements of those platforms in those in those forward operating or austere environment that are caused after a man-made or a natural disaster.
So the relationship with the Department of Defense has been vital for moving this forward.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
What are the greatest lessons? You mentioned one right there, but what are some of the greatest lessons you've learned over the course of your relationship with the Defense Department in terms of building out both World Housing Solution, but also these clinics as well?
So going back to the story of World Housing Solution itself is we manufacture structures that, so think of us as IKEA meets construction. So it all comes in panelization form, and it can be assembled by unskilled laborer on almost any terrain because we bring our own foundation. It's a leveling-like foundation. And once you're inside, because of the level of insulation, it reduces dramatically the need for energy to air condition or heat the structures. Those were things that were driven hard into us by the Department of Defense in order to solve the challenges that they were having. And then interfacing and working with them hand in hand for almost the last 8 years or so, and understanding those challenges and being able to understand and realize that those challenges also translate back to the commercial world or to the disaster relief world has been invaluable.
Ron, I mentioned obviously you're a Wharton grad, and I wanted to take the last minute or so to talk about your experience in being involved with World Housing Solution and opening the company and working with the Defense Department and obviously now the clinics. And what do you think that you would say to current Wharton students and current business students in general about your experience and being able to bring these ideas forward?
You know, if there's one thing that I've learned both, you know, through obviously my undergrad years at Wharton and then my life in the world of business, is that you cannot fall in love with your solutions. You have to take a look at what the real challenges are. And if your solutions don't apply, pivot. So again, our name is World Housing Solution. We were not born to work with originally and deal with challenges within the DoD. But we failed miserably at first in that world. We did not win or achieve any success in the disaster relief world at the beginning, but were discovered by the DoD. So we pivoted. We took lessons learned here, applied them there, and continued to grow. And then the key, obviously, is that you're not alone. It requires teamwork. It requires people around you that are smarter, that bring other forms of capabilities. And then last but not least, we've been extremely fortunate to also partner up and learn from other companies in things that may be completely outside of our realm of expertise, but we can bring their expertise and what they've learned, developed, and engineered and incorporate that and connect the dots to be able to be successful.
Ron, great to talk to you again. All the best with both of these. Thank you very much for joining us today.
I appreciate it.
Ron Benzeyev, CEO of World Housing Solution and also a developer of Clinics on Wheels.
For more insight from Knowledge at Wharton, please visit knowledge.wharton.upenn.edu.